grandson takes 43 minutes to find his boots and put them on and 6 seconds to unlock my phone and delete photos.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My daughter asked my grandson Judah, what was the best part of your day? He's 4. He said, growing tobacco. I haven't a clue where he heard the term. There's smoke at their house only when my son-in-law cooks. I'm kidding, Jordan. You're the best. Reminds me of a scene in City Slickers where 3 middle-aged guys, Phil, Mitch, and Ed, are staring down the barrel of their 40th birthdays. So, they sign up as tourist cowboys on a cattle drive hoping to flee the rat race of the city. As they ride, the sun is hot enough to scald a lizard, and Curly, their tough guy wrangler, is as annoying as their saddle sores. So, Phil suggests a diversion. Let's recount the best day of our lives. Ed tells a story of when he was 14. His parents are quarreling again over another of his dad's shameless affairs. Ed confronts his father, accusing him of betraying his mom, his sister, and himself. His dad raises his fist, but when Ed doesn't flinch, he backs off and leaves. He never bothered us after that, says Ed. And I took care of my mom and my sister from that day on. That was my best day. Phil asks, what was your worst day? Ed replies, the same day. Best day, worst day, same day. If you asked 2 of Jesus' followers about their worst day, they wouldn't have to think long. Cleopas and his friend are walking together from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Their hearts heavy, their faces long, like they've just lost their best friend. And they have. When a stranger falls in step and asks what's up, they can't believe he doesn't know. Jesus is dead. It's the talk of the town. We hoped he was the one who would redeem Israel. He's been crucified and buried. Some of the women went to his tomb. They can't find his body. Reading the story in Luke's gospel, you sense a mischievous grin on Luke's face. You see, the stranger is Jesus. As he walks with them, he says, don't you see these things had to happen? The Messiah had to suffer and only then enter into his glory? He takes them through the scriptures, pointing out things that refer to himself. Stay with us, they say. So he enters their home, sits at their table, blesses their bread, and suddenly their eyes are opened. They recognize him. And what does he do? Disappears. We knew it, they say. We felt like we were on fire as he opened the scriptures, and lickety-split, they're off for Jerusalem to recount their trip of a lifetime. They have seen the risen Jesus. Their worst day has become their best day. All my life, I've loved this story. Part of me wishes Jesus had appeared to Pilate and said, ha, see, you were wrong. I wish he had hovered over the chief priests and said, I told you so. But he did what he still does, came to the lowly and forgotten, the hurting, the heavy-hearted. He came alongside them while they were talking, while they were fishing, while they were walking, took an interest in what interested them. And Luke says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And hope was born. A flame was lit, which shone out across the empire and around the world. That flame has never gone out. Peter, who saw the risen Savior, later wrote, in his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Until then, Jesus walks with us on our best days, on our worst days. Happy Easter.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.